Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Long ago when man was in his prime, and what went on we only know from the snaps he took at the time when Adam and Eve in their birthday suit decided to get wed.
As Adam get ready to join in, Barry, here we go.
What a picture.
Put his line down. That was awful. Put his line down.
In the folio, or seen it in the Shakespeare play, how Juliet fell for Romeo in the merry month of May. And as he climbed the orchard wall to reach his lady fair, as he tumbled, she
let's give Barry one more chance. Come on, Barry. You can do this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
What a picture, what a picture, what a photograph. It all rolled down, it rolled down, it was so sad. Stamp your feet, banging on a big bass drum. Bong. What a picture, what a picture. Rum tiddly um tum 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 tum. Ian Lee, you stick it up your bum. Jesus. Hello?
That was awful. That was awful. I thought you would have been SH1T hot at singing that, but that was terrible, man.
I know most of it. There was just a little stanza I was not familiar with, but I did know most of it.
Okay. Did you ever meet Tommy Steele?
Oh, but half a sixpence, not half. Yeah,
and was he called that because was he called half a sixpence because he had the end of his penis blown off?
Yes, that's correct. But
I thought
can
so.
I tell you this? This is true, and I don't know whether to tell you this.
Oh, tell us. We won't
when
tell anyone.
When I used to do Steve Wright in the afternoon, and no one's given me the sack, so maybe I will be going back there.
Oh, you were the old man. They wouldn't call you Barry from Watford, would they?
No, that was the old lady. They would call me Barry.
Oh, okay.
It's
funny when you were doing that, because I remember thinking, oh, that's...
No.
That's weird. That's, didn't
well,
ask
I
for
did
permission.
It for about 10 years.
Yeah, didn't ask for permission.
When I was waiting to go on once, I started talking to Tommy Steele.
Oh.
Outside the studio, I was about
yes.
to go in.
Sharing a cheeky snout.
That's it. And, we're all talking about clogs and... You know, pearly cockney kings and all that sort of
yes.
thing. Yes. And this is where I think I'm...
Pearly cock rings and kings.
Wow.
I might tell you about this another time. It's not for the on the
no,
air.
No, tell us about pearly cock rings and kings.
No, I don't want to, because I don't want Tommy to be cross with me.
Well,
I'll tell you another time, Ian.
Oh, that is well done, Barry. That is the first time I've ever heard you censor yourself. And it's something I think you could do a whole lot more.
Wow, come on. I'm funny, am I?
Go on, be funny.
I'm doing a Keep Your Spirits Up special.
Hang on a minute. Here we go. No, the good one. Oh, hang on.
Keep your spirits up special. We don't want to go mental. We're all stuck at home. Someone throw me a bone. And we will dedicate a special. The basket don't work. Get the cat a special. Get the cat
what?
A special. I don't know what that means.
Get what have we got tonight, Barry? We're excited. The mood is up anyway because our Prime Minister Boris Johnson is back. He's fighting coronavirus single-handed. The mood is pretty up at the moment, Barry.
Oh,
how can you take us higher, baby? Take me higher, baby. I want to get higher.
Well, I've got to be honest. I did ring up and I didn't have much to say.
Okay, for the last 20 years, yes.
No, but what I wanted to... What I wanted to
Fanny.
Say is I once went to Blackpool,
and
it was jolly nice.
Okay.
And
I'm really hoping there's an anecdote somewhere in this.
A comedian called Mike Lancaster, I saw Bobby Davro, what's his name, Cooperman, Russ Abbott.
Cooperman! Cooperman! That's the thing. That's how you do. That's how you remember Ross Abbott. Yeah. He's Cooperman. I would have gone with Brooke Bond.
Brooke Bond.
Basildon Bond.
Basildon Bond.
Oh, Miss Funny Fanny used to do that.
He's basically doing, on a show for kids, a joke about the shape of a woman's vagina.
Well, yes, it is a bit funny, though, isn't it? But the thing is, what I was going to say was also on the pill was Deborah, but my favourite. Yes. Do you remember the roly-polies with the Mighty Atom?
Oh, I do, yes. There was something about some of those roly-polies.
Oh, yes.
Did it for me as a young lad, yes.
My goodness. A big girls from then. I wonder if she's not still with us. Is she the Mighty Atom?
I suspect with a lifestyle like that, she probably passed away some time ago.
Okay, let's not bring that down. So I don't... The long and short of it is I don't have much to confess. So that's the truth of it. But unlike some of your callers, I'm prepared to be upfront about it.
Exactly.
Know?
At least we don't waste any time fannying about trying to fish for something. You have acknowledged you haven't got anything.
No, I haven't. But I want to phone it and just do my little bit for everyone. If you're feeling a bit down, everyone, don't worry. We'll be out of this soon. Come on.
We won't. We're going to be in it for years.
I've got an idea for Barry, right?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just telling people to...
I've got an idea for Barry, but I'm not allowed to say it on the radio.
We've done the G'ing up thing. We've done it a few times. Why don't we go 2020 and do a guided meditation?
Ooh.
Get everyone with their eyes closed. Get them breathing right, Barry. You can suggest whatever you like.
What a lovely idea.
Ian, have you got the meditation music?
I have got some meditation.
Meditation.
Music.
Let's get all zen in that.
What you need.
If you want to... Here we go.
Be the best.
Here we go. That's an advert. That's not it. Hang on a second.
Just while Ian's finding the music, just take a chance to limber up a bit. Just shake it out, guys.
Do you know what meditation is?
No, you shake it out first, just to say you're not tense.
I don't know if you do shake it up.
Look, who's leading this?
I'm so sorry.
The Dalai Lama, come on.
Yeah, sorry.
That's it. Could I have two Papa Dums, please? And... Kingfisher.
He's gone racist. He's gone full
racist.
Well,
that's what it sounds like.
He's gone racist.
It doesn't sound like a Tibetan, you know, abbey. It sounds like...
A Tibetan abbey?
Well, you know, a Tibetan monastery. It sounds like the Rajputs in Crouch End, doesn't it?
All right, let me type in here. Tibetan music. Here we go.
Just while Ian's finding the music, don't limber up. Just sit down. Relax. Deep breaths. That's it.
Oh, that's nice.
Who's this, then? Enya?
Before the lockdown, me and Kath were... Thursdays, James Whale has musicians coming in to the show to sing and dance and stuff. Some of them aren't that great. Some of them are brilliant, right? Most of them aren't very well known. You'll never guess who he had in one night. It wasn't Enya, but it's a bit like Enya.
Kiki D?
No. Think a bit like... No, she's nothing like Enya. Think a little bit like Enya.
It's someone who's ethereal.
Ethereal, yeah. Yeah, someone ethereal.
Oh, God, is it someone like... Judy Zook?
No, it's someone really like Enya. Like they might have shared a womb at one point.
Identical to Enya.
Oh, God. So she's ethereal. She's like Enya.
There's a woman in it, but it's a group. Let me give you a clue. I'll give you a clue.
Lindisfarne.
Not Lindisfarne. Here we go. Robin. Robin.
The
Hooded Man. Robin.
Robin. Does it go hood? It goes, the it hood goes is hood. Man.
You know it goes hood.
Does it go hood?
It goes.
Can you give me a clue?
We're giving you a clue.
All right, let's do it together because it needs more.
Three, than one. 2, 1. Robin,
the hooded man. God, sounds terrifying. Okay, relax.
No, hang on, this isn't the meditation. We're telling you who the artist is.
Oh.
You recognise this?
Oh, it's not...
Go on.
It's not Sarah Thingy who went out with...
Sarah Brightman, no. Lloyd
Webber. No.
It was Clannad, mate.
Oh, but she was in Clannad, wasn't she, Enya?
Oh, she might have been. Oh, well, there you go. You should have got it even easier then.
Oh,
God, I need a bloody meditation now. My left arm's gone numb.
Isn't that lovely? Are we on to the meditation or not?
What did you say?
I don't know.
Did you say, hummy, hummy, who?
I was doing that song. Hummy, lally, hoo, dee, ah. Hummy, hoo, hey. Hummy, lally, hoo, dee.
My boys are in the choir at school, and... they were singing a song the other day around the house. And I said, what is that? Oh, it's what we're singing in choir. And it's like some sort of native African song, right? Which is great.
Yeah.
But they're two posh white kids and they're singing this African song.
Oh,
and
God.
It sounded like you going, hominiminamino. Very out of place. Also, I don't want them singing African songs, okay? I'm a racist. Right, let's. Here we go. Everybody.
Is it?
We
just, we're ready now. I'm meditating.
We're doing it now.
Let me turn the big light off.
Big light off. Breathing through your nose.
All right, I'm doing it.
Out through your mouth. Breathing through your nose, out through your mouth.
And now, Kat, stop making me laugh, please.
And Kat's now just try to... Can you not speak in, please, in the class? If you can now just imagine all the things that you were worrying you about today, all that stuff, get rid of it. Into a box.
Can we carry on breathing in and out?
Yeah, this is simultaneously as you're breathing, you know. And just think about all them things. Go to a safe place, somewhere safe. Open the door of the... Open the door of this special place. Put all your cares in there. Shove them all in. Push them all in. Lock the door.
Are we suppressing pain here? Are we supposed to release it?
Anything you want to release. Just try and follow this mantra. Can you play it again, Ian? The mantra.
I'm going to go. Let me stop the music. I can't play the mantra.
The mantra.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Here's the mantra.
Yeah, after three.
Hang on. No. Don't be so confident.
Because
I've lost it now.
Oh, crap.
Here we go. Right, are you counting us in?
One, two.
Dharma da wakatangi hangi kuwiyu.
I know it off by heart. Wow.
Oh, you do it. All right, you do. Either you'll do it or I'll play it, and Kath has to guess who's doing it.
Chamba tamba tikitika kapiki monga wakataka taka 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 taka
One
more
time.
Somewhere listening to this is a Maori going, well, that's very rude.
You know, and so it goes on. Well, I hope that's helped.
Oh, is that it? We done?
Yeah, try to come round there. Come round there. And that's it. Just breathe. Just breathe. Open your eyes. Look around. There we are.
And I've got some good news, Barry.
You feel much better.
The mighty atom is still alive, mate.
Oh, my God.
Is it? This is what Dippy is telling me on Twitter. The mighty atom, Mo Morland, is still alive.
Fantastic news, everybody. Stop worrying. I've been thinking about that for quite some time. The mighty atom's alive. Wonderful stuff, everyone. Good night. Night, all.
Night, Barry.
Night. Speak to you tomorrow, or... Yeah, we'll see how we go. No. Yeah, done that, Margaret. It was all right, yeah.
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Go 03444991000. Your thoughts and your memories are now history books, Catherine. They are pointless. They are useless reminders of what the world used to be like.
Ah, the before times.
The before times. It's over. We're not going to go back to that. Honestly, social distancing for the next 5 years. If not for a generation is 20 years.
But you're bang up for that, aren't you? Because you had a nice shopping experience.
Oh, don't we? We haven't got time because we've still got loads of calls, and I want to go into so much detail about. I went into a supermarket today for the first time, and I need to share this. But let's do these calls first because it's going to take up an hour of talking about it. Alan,
hello.
Alan, what you got?
Ian, Kath, love you both.
We're the best.
Always the best.
Who do you love more? Who do you love more, mummy or daddy?
Oh, I'm not sure. Can I get back to you on that?
Nope, you got to answer it. Is it mummy or is it daddy?
I would never put you in this position, Alan.
I always love daddy.
Daddy, it's daddy.
Daddy's the best.
Daddy's the best!
He's got more to show. He's the biggest boy.
He's not your real dad. Anyway.
Whoa! You said you weren't going to tell him that.
Kath, come on.
What would you like, little Alan?
I'd like to sing. I'd like to bring joy to your life.
Why?
Well, what do you mean, why? That's cruel.
Kath,
come on. There's no need for that. Just because I didn't put you first.
I tell you what. You talk to Catherine. I'm
no,
busy.
It's fine. No, talk to your favourite.
No, you talk to mummy.
I'm not talking to anyone, Catherine. That's just rude.
Bye
talk
then.
To mummy. Why do you want to sing?
Well, why not? I like singing. I'm good at singing. It's my thing.
It's your thing. It's your thing, baby. Yeah.
It's my thing, baby.
It's my thing, baby.
I've always loved Ian Lee. Always
it's my thing, baby. My thing, baby.
My thing, baby. Absolutely, darling.
Sing my pretty little
chicken. We could pull it in there. We could take it out. We could pull it in again. You'd enjoy it.
Pretty little chicken.
That's a bit dirty.
Pull it in, pull it out, check it all about. Go on then. But if you get cut off, don't have a hissy fit like the last
one. Have a hissy fit. I might phone back and have a hissy fit. But okay. What's that singer's name? Labby Sariff. Sifri? Is that his name?
I'm not here to educate you. I'm here to judge you.
No, you're here to help me.
I'm here to judge you.
No, I don't judge you. There's no need for that. I don't judge you. I respect you. I respect you.
Sing the bloody song, you idiot!
No, I'm not an idiot. That's rude.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number.
Talk Radio.
Here we go, dear listener. I might do a cheeky little... I might do a little Twitch stream after this, Catherine. I might do a little Twitch stream. I might listen to a little listening party to Daryl Morris and play some video games. I might do that, or I might go to bed. Who knows?
If you do, I might do a little bit of nighttime painting.
Nighttime painting.
I haven't done any today. I couldn't get to the table.
Of a phallus. Sorry?
I said I haven't done any today. I couldn't get to the table.
You couldn't get to the table. You're too drunk. You kept falling over every time you approached it.
Everyone's working on the dining table, so I couldn't scoot them off. And then once the kids had finished, they were making so much noise, and I just knew that I wasn't going to be able to concentrate. So I didn't do any painting today, and I feel itchy.
Cara says, I've just put the bins out with talk radio still playing on my phone in my pocket. I do that. If I'm going out to do the bins or something, that I'll be outside for a brief period, I'm listening to the radio on my phone. I'll walk out with it. a couple walk by and hear shouts of "Stay at home scumbags." They looked over. I giggled nervously and said, "Well, you heard the man. Exactly. You heard the man. I'm the man with a plan, baby. That's what I'm
We're
talking
doing
about."
This hour. We're doing out of this hour. Unless they're coming back from work, in which case,
or maybe I was too harsh on Lisa yesterday. Maybe they are exercising.
The midnight walkers.
Let's go to Alan. Good evening, Alan.
Hello, Alan.
Oh, it's this guy.
Oh, Ian.
Yes, Alan. Yes,
it's
Alan.
Your beautiful fate. I wanted to do a song, and you cut me off, which is fair enough. That's fine. But I was going to say, the higher you build your barriers, the taller I become.
Why are you doing it in that accent?
Do the voice.
The further you take my rights away, faster I will run. No matter, cause there's something inside so strong.
So strong.
I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. For my pride was gone. Oh no.
Someone grabbed his balls.
Something inside so strong. Whoa. Something inside so strong.
So strong.
And I'm now getting banged on the ceiling because I get rudely interrupted.
Because they're having sex upstairs. Alan, that was beautiful and very, very powerful. I like the fact you
I quite like my singing.
I like the fact that you did a Labby Siffrey's voice. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. So I have been very lucky in that so far during this global pandemic, I have not had to go to the shops to do a big shop. Popped into Tesco Extra last week and got some bits and pieces. It was okay. I've had deliveries and I've had click and collect. And I just tried to get a click and collect or a delivery on Tesco just now, and I didn't get one, but that's okay because I've got two deliveries booked in, one on the Friday, the 1st, and one on the 5th. Well, I may now cancel the one on the 1st because today I went to a supermarket for the first time. I went to Asda, I've never been to an Asda before, Catherine, in my life. I've noticed that there is an Asda near me that sometimes has no queues. And excuse me, I got the boys coming tomorrow and I haven't really got much in, and I've been kind of surviving on cheese sandwiches and stuff, although I had Chinese tonight. And I was feeling a little bit down and I was lying in bed. I had a long old doze, about 2.5 hours, and I was feeling down. I thought, no, come on, you've got to do something. Got to do something. I'll go and do a shop. Because it's either now or I do it on the way to pick up the boys tomorrow. I'll go and do a shop. So I went to the Asda and I thought, if there's a big queue, I ain't going in. If there's no queue, I'm going in. There was no queue. And I phoned you up to say what I was doing because I was a little bit nervous because you were a real pussy when you went to the shops last time, weren't you?
Yeah.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. You found going to the shops a real emotional experience, didn't you?
Yeah, and I made the mistake of being open with you about my feelings.
Yeah.
Noted.
She cried. She cried at a supermarket, you know, like a big baby who'd lost her mama.
Well, here's the thing. I'd been to the supermarket every week, so I've seen the gradual progression. And the third time around, I just got really nervous. And I hadn't, at that point, I hadn't been to the, I say I'd been every week. I'd been every week up to the point. All right, let me double back.
Okay, it's my story.
I hadn't been out for a couple of weeks before I went to this particular one, but I had seen a gradual progression, you know, from there being no lockdown. First of all, there was just no toilet paper and everyone was sort of had a frantic look in their eye. And then things started to come into place. And then the third time I went was this time where I said to you, I'm a bit nervous. You know, I hadn't driven the car for a couple of weeks. I hadn't been shopping. That wasn't like at 7 o'clock at night when everyone else, I assumed everyone else had gone, and it was really easy and I didn't have to queue up in the car park. This time it was real. And I found it really stressful, really stressful. And, you know, some of the rules were being adhered to and others weren't. You know, we were supposed to be doing a one-way thing. Other people were doubling back and everyone's kind of recoiling against the beans as they try and give as much room possible to the people who are completely oblivious.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you wanted to go into a lot of detail. I just wanted to let you know why I was feeling the way I was feeling. But my feelings, not important. Anyway, go on, you go.
Not as important as mine, because, I tell you what, it does turn out, Catherine, you're worse than Koonsberg, Peston and Wooten, right? You're part of the problem. You are the MSM. You are creating fear where fear need not tread.
No, I wasn't. I was feeling fear.
Yeah, and you created fear for others.
For you.
And correct. I am. Well, I am. Am I you? No, I am other. I am mother. Hear me roar in numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yep, go on. Carry on.
No, come and listen to my story. Don't go off. You've gone off.
I'm listening. I'm just getting my...
What are you doing?
Got a click and collect slot. Go on.
Have you got a click and collect?
Yes, I have, mate.
For Tesco?
No.
What one? Waitrose or Asda? Yeah. Waitrose. Yeah. Oh, I didn't try Waitrose. I don't have that one open. Hang on, let me have a little look.
It's not for the likes of you, mate.
I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. Touch my bum, my balls, my willy and my ass.
But then wash your hands.
Choose my delivery address. Hang on, guys. Fully book, fully book, fully book, 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 fully book, fully book, fully book, 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 fully book, fully book, fully book, 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 fully booked, unavailable.
Ah, the supermarket song.
Well, hang on a minute. That was me being greedy. That was me being greedy. That is just the delivery. Let's have a little look at the old
CNC.
CNC collection slots may be available. Here we go. Okay, go and choose a store. I don't care any store. Just. Fully book, fully book, fully book, 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 fully book, fully book, fully book, 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 fully book.
It's probably too far for you to come and to my local store.
Well, hang on. Oh, no. You can do the shop for me because I was holding one of those deliveries for you.
Oh, it's too dangerous for me to do that for you.
So you can hold... No.
It's peril. Peril.
Piss off.
You're not vulnerable. Get your own slot.
You said I could use... I was going to let you use my slot. You were going to slip into my slot.
Well, God. If you get stuck, then, of course, you may add to my shopping list.
Let's go to David. Good evening, David.
Hello, Ian. Hello.
Oh, I'm telling my story. Everyone shut up. Okay. So, Catherine had misused and abused her position as a broadcaster and a creative...
I'd phoned my friend because I was feeling vulnerable and I was a bit upset, and it was just that kind of week where...
And then you told it on the radio and you scared people. You created... You are part...
What?
Can I finish my story? You've done your bit.
Yeah, you carry on steamrolling in my feelings. Carry on.
Thank you. I will.
Where's Lisa? Walking. She's having a walk.
Yeah, she's out exercising. It's midnight. Midnight round at Lisa's. Going out for a walk. Comes into
the kitchen.
Listening to that dick who's on talk. Anyway. So get this, David. My friend Catherine had told me how it was such an upsetting experience going into the supermarket. She told not just me, she told many millions of listeners, OK? And so I went there full of fear and trepidation. My heart was a trembling, as the saying goes. And there was no queue, and I got there, and I got a trolley, and I walked around. I'll tell you this, David. Hello, are you listening?
Go ahead.
Flipping heck, man. It's like I've had more upbeat audiences in a morgue.
What were you doing in the morgue?
I'm not allowed to tell you. The court case coming up soon. It was the best shopping experience I have ever had in my life. It turns out that there is some good to come out of the coronavirus and COVID-19. Shopping was a joy. No one came near me. I leisurely walked around. There's no... I just followed the arrows. I took my time. I found things I needed. I found things I didn't need, but I thought I'd treat myself. David, I bought myself a bunch of flowers. Not the £5 ones, the £10 ones, right? I got recognised in there. Yeah, that's right. Even during a global pandemic, I'm famous. There was a young woman and her mother, and she went, oh, my God. She had a mask on, the young woman. She went, oh, my God, I loved you in the jungle. And I went, oh, my God, I love your mask. It looks wonderful on you. And we had a laugh. And then we met up again in the next aisle. And I said, I have to say, you're very controversial. She said, why is that? I said, you're ignoring the arrows. You're walking against the arrows. And she went, oh, that's my mum. And I went, naughty, naughty mummy. And we had another laugh. I shopped. I stood my distance away from people. When it came time to pay, there was no one working on the tills. It was beautiful. We did it ourselves. We did it ourselves. It was easily the best food shopping experience I have ever had in my life. And I will vote for any party that vows to keep these social distancing 2 meter regulations in place long after we need them, particularly in shops. No scumbags. No. Yes, I had to walk past a couple of people who were dilly-dallying. I simply held my breath and I gave them disgusted looks behind their backs to show them how angry I was. But this is the way forward. This is the way forward. It's social distancing in shops. Anyone who says it's stressful is a liar.
Is it me?
Oh, for crying out. Have you ever had a conversation before?
No, right. And that's the thing. You might be thinking, oh, it's Babcock. He's coming on for a laugh.
What, have you got a dick? Have you got something in your mouth?
What's the matter? What's the problem?
I can't understand. Here we go.
You sound somewhat muffled. Are you wearing a mask?
No.
You should be, because you've probably got it. You're probably patient zero.
I've got some wicked masks here. I made loads.
Give one to David and we'll kidnap him.
Can you hear me now?
Not really. It's very muffled, David. I've just told a brilliant, brilliant story that will inspire a generation, right? Oh. That will inspire people, that is stronger than the MSM who say, oh, don't go out, it's scary. Don't go shopping, it's scary. I am an inspiration. I'm Churchill. I'm Marcus, not Marcus Churchill. What's his name? Howard Churchill. What's the guy's name? Winston Churchill, right? And Kath is Hitler. And what? I've just stormed your beaches at Normandy, and I ran riot, and my infantrymen and my seamen destroyed your beaches, right? And I am telling you, this is the way forward. David, would you like to respond to that? If what you're about to say is in no way a response to that, do you know what? I don't want to hear it right now.
I want it to be serious for once.
Is it a response to what I've just said?
Well, it's nothing to do with titties, semen on titties and things like that.
Is it?
He mentioned titties.
It didn't mention titties, mate.
Yeah, bumpy beaches, that's what he said.
Is it to do with my story about shopping?
Yeah, and a bit more.
Oh, he's going to add.
Okay, all right, let's hear it. We're late for a break, by the way. It's your fault.
Can just we take please the break, go to the break? Because I think the cat's done a poo and it stinks.
Yeah, I need to deep dive.
Right, let's take a break. You get both getting on my nerves now. Both of you are idiots. Talk radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Right, are you back, Catherine? She's cleaning cat shit. David, are you back?
I'm here.
Right, who's here?
Me.
I'm here.
Right, you're here now, Catherine. Right.
I was just stroking the cat. She's so cute.
Oh, for God's sake, not as cute as mine. Right. Not as cute as mine. Right, Catherine, I'm bored. You talk to David about his story.
Go on, tell me the serious story about shopping and more.
Well, Kathleen, I've been shopping quite a lot because of reasons.
Because for your baby and for your mum?
Yeah.
One of whom you live with. The other one lives with its birth mother.
Okie dokie. And it was you talking about shops and Ian talking about shops.
Yeah.
It really made me think. And you know how when you're in trauma, your brain doesn't really process it properly? Mm-hmm. Well, I actually just assessed what I've been going through every time I've gone to Tesco. Jeez. And it's bloody horrific.
Oh, God.
What time are you going, though? Are you going when everyone else goes? Because you've got a bit of time, so you're on your toes.
I'm going when I have to. And it's kind of usually in the day, but like it's so inhumane, and you kind of I'm not seeing people as people. I'm seeing people as objects.
Obstacles.
To avoid.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
And
what
I'm
you
just
mean.
Looking down at the floor at the hours, and I'm thinking, right, I've got to get this. I've got this mask on. I'm hyperventilating, and it's horrible. And then, sorry.
This is the problem, isn't it, that we've started seeing each other as being the other people are the problem.
Yeah, well, I don't even see that. I don't. It's just pure survival when you're in there.
Yeah.
And another thing.
Go on.
With all this,
I had a great time. I had a great time in there.
Well, you're weird. Shush.
Yeah. And like Ian's been saying, he likes lockdown and stuff. And I like lockdown because you may find it hard to believe, but I'm not very social. And even with my family, it's kind of, I can feel physical pain sometimes when I'm in their presence. It's kind of just communicating with them. And you kind of feel guilty that you're enjoying this and it's happening because people are dying. But the truth is, I do feel a lot more comfortable knowing that I don't have to leave the house.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have the option, though, wouldn't it?
It would be nice, yeah.
But well, then people. Let's not think about that, because one day we will again, and it's fine. There's no point torturing ourselves, is there?
We will, won't we? Yeah. BJ Johnson says that he's going to introduce friendship bubbles. Have you heard about that?
A friendship bubble? Flipping heck. Have
that
you got
means
enough
like
people
an orgy,
for a bubble?
Right?
Yeah.
It's not an orgy. Is it?
I'm going to put you in my friendship bubble, David, and then I'm not going to use it.
I'm going to blow bubbles up your chuff.
How are they going to monitor that, by the way? Or is it just, are they again relying on us to be sensible? What?
I don't know. It worries me because how do you control that?
Yeah.
Anyway, I can feel that I'm boring, so do you want to talk about willies and stuff like that?
I'm bored of willies. Ian?
I'm never bored of willies. Who gets bored of willies? You guys aren't doing willies right.
Ian slagged off my video diary today, Kathleen.
He's a very hurtful man.
I'm a very honest critic.
What was wrong with it?
You couldn't do the voice?
I can't. I was just a little bit camp, that's all.
Hang on a minute. I'll tell you what. Stay there. I want you to do me a favour. We keep getting called by someone who's getting on my nerves. So, David, me and Kath are going to stay out of this. David, can you deal with Alan for me, please?
Deal with Alan?
What?
What's that deal with Alan? That's a bit rude.
Well, you've rang in 3 times now.
But I love you. I love you also, I do.
Me?
Everybody. Everybody there. I love you all.
Yeah, it's all good, and it's all well and good, and I'm sure that you might have something going on with you. But at the end of the day, this radio station...
You're annoying. Nobody cares what you say. Yeah, bored of that.
Who?
I'd rather talk to Ian than Kath. I'm not interested in talking to you.
Well, you know, you're talking to me. Now, I can be nice, or I can be normal.
And you can be annoying, yeah, we all know that. Yeah, you can do one. Goodbye. Have a good night. Love you.
Are you off? Well, that was easy.
You were, yeah. That's what she told me.
Still there. Right, well, you know what? I was going to be nice to you, but quite frankly, you bore the shit out of me. So why don't you just hang up and stop ringing in, because nobody wants to hear you singing.
Never heard of you. Okay? Never heard of you, son. Never heard of you.
Put the phone down, Flower.
Yeah, go on. You make me. Love you.
Yeah.
Beautiful lady. Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good night. God bless. I wish you well.
Hang up.
I'm not hanging on. I was waiting for you to do the same. I mean, the whole program's drummed around you and your boredom.
What's inside your brain that wants to inflict boredom on other people at all? You're one of those people that when you leave... I'm glad he's gone. This is your life. This is your life right now. What went wrong?
Oh, bless you.
Good God, I'm
my new lover.
Alan, can I tell you something?
Yeah, go on. Sorry.
You're a really boring tosser, mate, and David is infinitely better than you will ever be. So don't call the show again.
That's
is that all right?
Rude.
Yeah. Well, you were rude to my friend. So...
No, I think that's actually quite rude.
You were really rude to my friend, Alan. Your call is worse than Lisa's.
He kind of asked for it, let's be honest.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
I gave
he
back.
Didn't. Yeah, no,
yes,
he didn't. He didn't. Alan, I thought you were really rude, and I thought that was below the belt, and actually it was mean. There was no humour in what you did. It was mean.
And anything nice in what you said? See, now you're being rude.
I'm sticking up for my mate. I'm sticking up for my mate. And this is the third time you've called tonight, and it's a boring, 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 boring call.
Wow.
Isn't it?
That's not cruel.
No, sticking up for my mate, is it? No. No, you've been rude, and it seems to be the only language that you understand.
Well, clearly not, because I haven't been rude the whole night. I mean, you're saying that.
You've been boring the whole night, you've been irritating the whole night, and for part of the night, you've been obnoxious and rude.
What's made me boring the whole night and I'm not...
All of your phone calls. All of your phone calls have been boring. And the fact that you keep phoning back.
What have I said?
No, I don't need to. I don't need to. It's not my job.
You don't need to. Of course you don't.
No, I don't need to tell you why your calls are boring. But part of what made them boring was you kept phoning back.
Yeah. Well, that's just because I wanted to talk to you. I don't think
you spoke to me once. You spoke to me once, and that was more than enough.
Well, yeah, in your opinion, fair enough. But
it's my show. It's my show. So my opinion is actually more important than your opinion. Yeah, my opinion is more important than yours. You were rude to a friend of mine. Now, jog off.
Honestly, you were a bit rude to me. But I thought, man, maybe he's just got the tone wrong.
Was I rude to you?
A bit, yeah.
Really? Can you tell me how?
No.
It's not our job, mate. It's not our job.
What do you mean it's not your job to explain how you think something's rude is not your job?
It is not my job to explain why what you have done is rude.
There we go.
It's not arrogance.
It's not here we go, Kath. I don't need your sarcastic remarks in the background.
There it is.
There we go.
It's not in the
there
background.
It's not here
You're phoning a show that I co-present. So my sarcastic remarks in the background
done for you. Although, to
what's
be fair,
problem,
you co-present
Alan?
Very occasionally. Let's be honest.
There we go. There we go.
Alan, what's your problem with women?
Here we go. Here
Alan.
We go.
Alan,
you're showing yourself up, Alan. I would stop now if I were you.
You should know. You are one.
Sorry?
You heard?
No, I didn't hear, actually. Go on, say it again.
Well, repeat. I don't have to repeat myself.
You don't have to, but manners would be good to repeat it, unless you're a coward. What did you say?
I'm a coward. Of course I am, yeah.
What did you say, Alan?
What do you mean, what did I say? I said exactly what I said at the time.
Listen, Alan, you've got a little man crush on me. I don't like you, right? I think you've got a little man crush on me.
I think you're an absolutely arrogant twat, personally.
There we go, but yet you listen every night and you phone up three times tonight.
I don't listen every night. Come on.
You phoned up three times tonight and it's not gone down as well as you thought. And what is your problem with women?
Women? I've got a problem with women as well. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you accept that. I just wondered what it was.
No, I'm asking you, what is my problem with women?
You're very aggressive to them. You're very aggressive to them.
No, I'm aggressive to people. I don't like people. I'll give you that.
Okay. Okay. Guess you were polite to me. You were very, very rude to Catherine and very demeaning of her position as co-host.
When was I ever rude to Catherine? Come on.
Every time you've spoken to her this evening, Alan, you were rude to her.
I love Catherine. She's lovely.
She's a lovely person. You spoke to her this evening. You were rude to her. I just said it, but
you're ignoring everything I say, of course.
Well, no, because you're lying. Fine. What you're saying there is a lie.
How am I lying?
I'll explain it.
Ian, how am I lying? Come on.
I'm explaining it. Every time you spoke...
You're trying to. Yeah, you're failing every step
because you won't shut up. Because you're too thick to shut up.
No, I never shut up. No, I'm too big to shut up. Lovely. Okay. I'll tell you what I do. Time... I'll shut up right now. You talk. I'm shut up.
All right, Alan. Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do, Alan. We'll cut you off. 03444991000 is the phone number. What a horrible, horrible person. Apologies to David. Apologies to Catherine. And apologies to you, dear listener. What a thoroughly unpleasant person, David.
I see your true colour shining through. That's all I'll have to say.
Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye. 03444991000. Sorry, Kath.
It's all right. I could tell a little. There was a little bristle when we first started talking to him, and there was a whole mummy daddy shenanigans, and then it got a little bit. I don't know. Got very personal.
He's phoning up again. He's not coming on again.
Of course
he's phoning up again
because he thinks he gets it, and unfortunately he doesn't, and he's misjudged the room quite dramatically.
Oh gosh, completely.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.